Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Yud Gimel, the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in the end of the second line in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, V'hem Nichse Koyin. Truma belongs to the Koyin, Bikurim belongs to the Koyin, he can use it to Mikadish Eisha, it is his property. Says the Gemara, Abor Rebchia B'Shabir Yichon, how do I know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Lecho Nesatim. I gave it to you, it's yours, you can do whatever you want. And the Hemshech HaPasuk is Lemoshcho. So Gemara dashes, what is Lemoshcho called a tissue? Lemoshcho Legdulo. Because Lemoshcho is translated Lerabu, meaning to Gdulo. You eat it like a king. You eat it in a nice way, in a very presentable way. Another drasha, Lemoshcho Lesicho. Moshcho Losho Meshicho, which means you can use it to anoint with it, to put it on the body, not only to eat, but also to spread it on the body. Lemoshcho, a third drasha, Lehadloko. Moshcha could also mean lahadlaka, to light with it. They use the truma to make in order to light a candle. Rav Chaim here brings the example of the Gemara in Sukkah that says eitzim demashcha, a wood that they lit in order to use that as light. Says the Gemara, "Aiti oimer bin tmei mitorim." Do you want to tell me it doesn't matter the truma is tor tomei? I can use it lahadlaka as a light. Says the Gemara, "Vov shabichon." It says in the pasuk by Meiser, "Loi biaiti mimenu." Betome. I didn't use it to light it with it when it was tome. So mashra from here, mavir satu a truma betuma. Meaning I didn't light this meiser betuma. But truma I did use betuma. Mashra, the only time you use truma is only betuma, now when it's tar. Havzeir b'shem ablozer. Minayin l'maisa sheni atzmoi shenitmo she'im alikim boy. How do I know the maisa sheni that it's tome? I'm not going to use it to light with it. Tomud loyim aloy biyati yomer betome. It's the same pasuk. Pasuk says I did not light with it. I didn't burn it, the Maisa Sheni. So what do you mean? Maisa Sheni, you can always redeem. So of course you should not use it for Hatlaka. You should redeem it, take the money, and buy with it fruits of Maisa Sheni that you could eat. Why would I ever use it for Hatlaka? Says the Gemara, Loi Asti Deloim, you know, the case is only Oy Bilakur because of Maisa Sheni Tma. Something that was already used. You took the money of Maisa Sheni and bought with it something, and then it became Tame. This you cannot redeem. Meaning there's an opinion that holds you cannot redeem a Maisa Sheni that was already purchased, or was already lakuach. Meaning you use the mois of Maisa Sheni that was redeemed, and with that you bought fruits. These fruits you cannot redeem again. And that's what the Gemara says, and if you give them a base, we're using here the Giusa of Rab Chaim. Uki Rabbi Yehuda, she is Rabbi Yehuda that says you can redeem Maisa Sheni a second time. Another explanation says the Gemara, Oy bebikurim shenitmu divrei hakoil. Meaning another option is bikurim. Bikurim you can redeem. So if you have bikurim shenitmu, so that's where we have the pasuk tell you cannot use it lahadloko. So although I can use truma sheni to his fadloko, I cannot use bikurim. That's the extra pasuk over here by Maisa Sheni. Says the Gemara, Harei lebitrumo bikurim hashen ki b'maiser. We learn the entire list of the Mishnah refers only to truma and bikurim, but not to maiser. One of the things in the list was that truma and bikurim they require to wash your hands, and maiser you don't have to wash your hands. Says the Gemara, but Tamon Tanino, and we learned over there in Meseches Chagigo, Noitlim Leadayim, Lechulin, Ulemaiser, Ulechumo, you do have to wash your hands for Chulin, for Meiser, and for Chumo. Ulekoidish Mandabilim, for Koidish, in order to eat Koidish, you don't have to, it's not enough to wash your hands, you have to be Toivil the hands, you have to put the hands into the mikvah, into our boim seo. So there it says, Tamana Tomar, Eina Meiser, Ton Rechitza, Tamon means by us. By us, you say the maaser does not require washing your hands. Ve'ocha, meaning Gemara and Chagiga, Tomar, maaser ton rechitzo, seems to be a contradiction. Do you have to wash your hands for maaser or not? Says the Gemara, ha'an detema, maaser ton rechitzo, rabbonon. The ones who say that you do have to wash your hands is shitas rabbonon. Ha'an detema, ena maaser ton rechitzo, the one who says you don't have to wash your hands is Rameir. What is that? So, the Tamon Tanin, we learned over there, Kol haton ma'im midivrei soifim, anything that Rabbanon required you to go into the mikvah, which means as a level of sheni l'tumah, meaning there's different levels of tumah. Rabbanon made is called sheni, it's level number two of tumah. Metameh ha'kodesh, it makes kodesh tamin. Why? Because kodesh is able to get until level four of tumah, until revi'i b'tumah. So therefore, if the number two touched kodesh, it makes the kodesh number three. And Kodesh number three can make Kodesh number four. So not only that it itself becomes Tameh, it also spreads Tumah to the next stage. So that's called Metameh. Metameh means it becomes Tameh to be Metameh others. upoisel as a truma. But by truma, the last level of tumah by truma is level number 3, shlishi betumah. So if you have tumah, sheni shebetumah, rabbanan made a sheni shebetumah, and it touches truma, it makes it pasul. Pasul means it receives tumah, but it doesn't spread it on, because truma does not go on to another level. But this sheni shebetumah does not affect chulin and maiseh, because they don't have another level of tumah. They have only until sheni shebetumah. So sheni shebetumah cannot make anything else more tameh by maiseh chulin, because they don't have any more tumah more than sheni. And that's all Divrei Rameir. So Rameir holds that Chulin and Maaser don't have another level of Tumah. And if we speak about in our Mishnah that you wash your hands, why? Because your hands have a din of Sheni LeTumah. That makes sense, according to Rameir. You don't have to wash your hands because you're not making the Chulin and Maaser more Tumah. Bechachomim Oysu Maaser. Bechachomim hold that they do cause Psul by Maaser. And the Gemara understands what does it mean. Chachomim hold, there is a Shlishi of Maaser. There's level 3 of Maaser. So that's what Chachomim hold. You have to wash your hands for Maaser. And the Gemara is going to ask the next daf, yeah, what about the chulin? We mentioned you have to wash your hands for chulin as well. So how do you explain that? That the Gemara did not answer yet. So the Gemara of Elishmiya, the ones who asked the question did not hear. The Omer of Shmuel B'Shem Zahiro, the Ashur, the name of Zahir explained, Ma'u b'chachoy mo'yisim b'maiser? You know what it means, chachoy mo'yisim b'maiser? Nifsel gufoy miloichal b'maiser. Meaning not that maiser has level shlishi shbetumah. It doesn't have that level. But his body became tameh. When Chachomim say you have to go to the mikveh, it means he's tameh. So he's not supposed to eat maaser, not because he's making the maaser tameh. Just he himself has an iser to eat. Rameh holds, you don't have an iser to eat. Because all they made you tameh is only for truma, not for maaser. Rabbanan said, you have an iser to eat maaser because you became tameh, even though you're not affecting the maaser in any way. And if you go like this explanation, so then you have a good way to answer the steer in the Mishnayos. My kedor, I can explain it. Han detema maaser tonu chitzo beroitze loichol. When it says you require rechitzo, that's if you want to eat. You're not allowed to eat if you're tummy. When it says you don't have to wash, but it's illegal, you just want to touch it. To touch a maaser, I have no problem, because if the body is only sheni and it touches the maaser, it doesn't affect it because there's no shlishi of a maaser. So you can explain both mishnayos according to Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, lo roitze loichol, roitze liga. Meaning, what is the difference between touching and eating? And the explanation is, if Rabbanon said you're not supposed to eat it because you're tummy, so why do Rabbanan allow him to touch it if he's tummy? If we treat him as a tummy, the same we should not eat it, he should not be able to touch it. Once your goes a tumor regarding maaser, just treat it the same way you treat truma. You're saying you make it a shlishi, so you should say maaser does have shlishi. Why are Rabbanan themselves are differentiating between eating and touching? Says the Gemara, Ela mishum netilas rach. Ela, the explanation is, really there's no real reason to make maaser tummy. But it's only srach, so that means a gzeira because of truma. Because if you're going to tell you that if you can eat maaser betumah, they'll come to eat truma betumah. So if it says don't eat maaser betumah, but touching, which is a little further away, the other one not goes there. The gzera only applies to food and not to touching. And remember, that's the way to answer these mishnayos. The mishnah says you have to wash if you want to eat. Rabbanan where goes there, then someone who's tameh and sheni letumah, the same way you can eat truma, should not eat maaser. But if you want to touch, that's our mishnah, then you can touch by maaser, although you can't touch by truma. And the Gemara is going to continue this discussion in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim, daf Yud Gimel.